Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call on behalf of the Orthodox Union. This is Naftali Herman. Hope everyone had a wonderful Chag. I am in the midst of driving back with my family from Virginia Beach, where we had a truly, probably the best Yontif, best Chag ever had with extended family, and we are on the road right now with a bunch of little Hermans sitting behind me. So if you hear background noise, I apologize. Some nursery rhymes going on, some singing, some hopefully more laughing than fetching. But I apologize in advance for any background noise you hear here as we make our trek. We've been driving throughout the night. We left Virginia Beach last night at 10:15, and have been on the road since, and just a couple hours out of Boca. But it truly is wonderful to be back with everyone on the call. I hope that everyone truly had a wonderful Chag. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Rabi, the 23rd day of the month of Nisan. Today is Yisru Chag. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Ohav Shalom in Merrick, New York. I want to again thank Rabbi Eben, who was not a last-minute addition, as he sometimes is, but I thank him because coming on the call the day after Yontif, trying to think of Lahavdil, what the equivalent is, maybe trying to get the MVP of the Super Bowl to come on the day after winning and we're playing in the game. So I truly am appreciative for Rabbi Eben always making himself available, but even more so today, what I'm sure was a wonderful and meaningful chag, but I'm sure exhausting as well. Rabbi Eben will share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by him fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chav, Chav Gimel, Chav Vav Aleph, Chav Lamed, and Chav Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, Mishaberach for the Shavuim, for those who are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Eben will conclude with the Mishaberach for Solim, pausing for each of us the opportunity to insert the names for all those we are adopting for. To receive the daily Tehillim call or reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
So good afternoon, Rabbi Herman, and to all the little Hermans in your car. I want to thank you for always giving me these special opportunities to speak when no rabbi in their right mind would even consider taking this day after Pesach slot. You would probably have to be crazy. And so when you invited me Friday afternoon to take this today's spot, it just reinforced to me what you actually probably think of me. In any case, today, of course, is Yisru Chag. We'll try to spend a little joy. It's a challenging time, of course, it continues to be for Am Yisrael. And it's just fascinating that even the Rama writes that on Yisru Chag, we have a tradition to bask in the glow of the holiday that just left us. And so if I may, since I spent a lot of time the last week or so speaking and teaching, if I may, I want to give three teachings of the reading that we read on Shvi Yishal Pesach, on the seventh day of Pesach, from the beginning, on Shvi Yishal Pesach. And these verses are often, they're from Parsha Peshalach, and these verses are often overlooked by the main scene in the story, which of course is Kriyat Yam Suf. But of course there's a treasure trove of national lessons that are being shared with us in these three beginning verses. The first starts with the opening verses of Parsha. Vayhi b'shalach paro et ha'am, and when Paro let the people, send the people go, out, v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim, ki korofu. And God didn't lead them by the way of the land of the plishtim, derech eretz plishtim, on that road, on that main road, because it was too close. Because, ki amar elokim peni nachim ha'am berotam lochama, v'shavu mitraima. Because God said, maybe the people have a change of heart when they see war, and returned over to Egypt. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, of blessed memory, shared in his Haggadah this beautiful insight, that for here we see something quite remarkable in our day. There is a debate in the Gemara between the rabbis and Ben Zoma, the Chachamim and Ben Zoma, that is referred to in the Haggadah, both basically agreeing that in the future, the miracles of Messianic times will eclipse the miracles of the Exodus. And explained Rabbi Sachs, and he described this in 1991, that he was in Israel at the time of the Gulf War, and all the airports and the flights shut down, something we're not unfamiliar with, except for one. The flights from the former Soviet Union for the Jews to make Aliyah from there, those continued to fly continuously. And he said that this proved to him at this point in the Talmud, that at the time of the Exodus of Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us that God was concerned that the nation was not battle-ready unless they see war and turn back. But in this redemption, in 1991, and we see it even in our days for those reserve soldiers just 6 months ago, who filled El Al planes from all over the world, and for those, like my daughter Anat, who made Aliyah just a few weeks ago, that they run to Israel despite the war. We see some of this, said Rabbi Sachs, that we are witnessing right in front of us the greatest redemption in the history of the world. In the next verse it says, that God led the people in a roundabout way by way of the wilderness of the Sea of Reeds, the Yam Suf, and the Jews went up chamushim, which is translated as armed, out of the land of Egypt. The commentators note that the Hebrew word chamushim is actually a strange choice of words, and the Midrash picked up by Rashi homiletically translate chumash as one-fifth. As they say, as Rashi quotes in the commentary, that only one-fifth of the Bnei Israel went out from Egypt, and four parts of them died during the plague of darkness, during the Afelah, because they are unworthy of being delivered. This follows Rashi's quote from the Midrash in the description of the plague of Choshech and the plague of darkness at Parshat Bo. The darkness is referred to as Choshech Afelah, which is described as so thick that the Egyptians were unable to even move. And there, as Rashi quotes the Midrash, it conveys that God, in his sensitivity, had 80%, these 80% of non-believers, pass away during that time, so that the Egyptians wouldn't see their demise. Perhaps the rabbis were trying to convey to us from this homiletic reading that leaving your comfort zone is not that easy. It's quite difficult. Perhaps even for those bitterly oppressed and enslaved as they were in Egypt, and even after seeing before their very eyes the supernatural miracles of the plagues, not everyone, in fact, the overwhelming majority of the nation could possibly be unable to make that broad move. And similarly, despite what we witness right in front of us, the miracles that we have seen over these last generations, it is natural that we feel paralyzed by the uncertainty, by the doubts in our minds, and we stay stuck in our place. But there are those Jews, like in the time of the desert and today, who take that leap. Take that leap 2,000 years later, like my two daughters, and they don't think they weren't scared or anxious back then and nor today. Don't think that they are not apprehensive of what the uncertainty brings. But there are those who are brave and courageous, and there always has been, and make sacrifices for the sake of the national story. Those people are blessed to sing Shira on the other side of the sea. And lastly, in the opening verses of Parshat Vayishlach, it tells us, describes what Moshe was doing in this scene of the Exodus. And Moshe took the bones of Joseph with him. Because Joseph made them surely swear, saying, that surely God will carry, will redeem you, and bring you, remember you, and bring you up to the land of Israel, and please bring my bones with you. The text wants us to convey perhaps the meaning behind the entire story. That just before the final curtain of the book of Genesis, we are told, the book of Bereshit, the dramatic scene of Yosef, who makes a pivotal decision. He asks the question, am I Egyptian or am I a Jew? Will I be buried and remembered as an Egyptian viceroy, the hero of my country who will be embalmed and remembered as savior in Egyptian legacy and history? Or do I give that up? Do I put my eggs in the basket of the Jewish people and the Jewish family and the Jewish heritage? Do I have faith that despite the rocky times that I see right in front of them, that there will be a redemption, even though he may tarry? The answer that Yosef, this man of dreams, gives in those final verses of the book Bereshit is that yes, Ani Yehudi, I am a Jew, and I'll give up my legacy and sacrifice to be counted as part of the Jewish national dream. Fast forward all those years later, and Moshe Rabbeinu is standing with the same decision to be made. He stands holding, he stands looking at the remains of whom, that person who made the same decision. Joseph made those decisions, and he left, like Moshe does, leaves his comfortable life in the palace in order to see the suffering of his brothers, as we see in the beginning of the story of Exodus. Moshe leaves his quiet and anonymous life, that he could have just lived out his years as a simple shepherd in Midian, and no one would know. Instead, he carries the remains of his mentor and answers this original question for everyone to see. Mi anochi, Moshe asks of the burning bush, who am I? At that moment, Moshe conveys to the entire nation embarking on this great unknown journey, like Yosef, Ani Yehudi, I am a Jew. My dear friends, it is so easy to look at what is happening to our people in today's world and say, to retreat, to put our heads in the sand and say, you know what, we're Americans, this is not my problem. We can be whoever we choose to be in the United States of America. And yet, we decide, instead we look at our ancient heroes and we say like them that we will remain dreamers, even in the face of all the challenges and adversity. We believe with a perfect faith that better times will come for our people and for the world. As Rabbi Sacks said, the Jewish people are the only nation in history to believe that their best times are still ahead of us. No one said the road to Geula, the redemption, would be easy. But we have a long list of heroes, including Yosef and Moshe, and including our Bubbies and our Zadies and their Bubbies and their Zadies, who never, ever, ever stop dreaming. And so neither will we. Let's say our Tehillim today and pray that those dreams, the dreams of the hostages be returned to their families, the dreams that no nation will lift the sword against another nation, lo yisagaya gaya cherev, as Yeshayahu said, and the dream of all of us returning to our homeland. Let's dream that these prayers that have sustained us for already 100 generations of galut will finally come to fruition. By Yamim Ahim, Vazman Azeh. Please join me in Tehillim as we begin Psalm 20. Lamatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagech HaShem Elohi Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Mechotecha V'Olatcha Yidash Nesela. Yitain lecha chelovecha lecho asatcha yimale, yiranana vishu atecha, v'shem elohino nigdo, yimale adonai kol mishalatecha. Ata yedati, ki yehoshia adonai mishicho, yanenu mshay kacho v'gurat yishan binuno. Eile berechav, v'eile besusum, anachno v'shem adonai elohino naskir, hema karo v'nafalo, anachno kamnun zedod, adonai hoshia hamelech yanenu v'yom karein. Psalm 23. Mizmar leDavid, Adonai roi lo'achsa, v'noteshe yarbitzeni, amei menuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovi yanchini b'magvei tzedek b'mad shemel. Gam ki eilach legei tzalmaven lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yinach amuni. Tarach lefanei shulcha negat tzorarai, v'shantav Hashem en roshi kosi revaya. Achtov v'chesed yudafuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veit Adonai li'orach yamin. Kuf Chav Aleph. Shalom Alot. Esayinai El Ha'arim Mi'ayin Yevo Ezri. Ezri Mi'im Adonai Oser Shemayim Va'aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. Anay Shomrecha Anay Tzilcha Yad Yeminecha. Yom HaShemesh Lo Yekeka V'yirech Belayla. Anay Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Et Namshecha. Anay Yishmor Teitzcha Uvoecha. Mi'ata Bi'ad Olam. Kuf Lamed. Shalom Alot. Mamakim Kraticha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bakolit and Ezekar Kashuota Koltak Lunai. Imavo Notish Maria Adonai Miyamod. Imcha Sricha Lamantivare. Kiviti Adonai Kiptana Shiva Livra Oholti. Nashi Adonai Bisham Ravoker Shon Ravoker. Chazar Adonai Kimadonai Chazar Vemo Fudut. Leave De et Israel Mikol Avonotav. And finally, Kuf Membet. Maskili David Viotomorat Vila. Koli Adonai Ezak, Koli Adonai Ezkanan. Shvokh lefanav sichi tzarati lefanav agid, v'tatef alai ruchi v'tayidat alati v'ti, barasu alek tamim barli. Habet Yamin Ure Vainli Makir Avad Munos Vainli Idurish Mashi. Zakti Alecha Adonai Amarta Tamachi Chalke Beretachayim. Hashem Rinasi is the ultimate order to any of the Vikings and so many. Otsiyami Maskir Nashi Lodotet Shemecha. The Aftiru Tadikim Kitzig Mal Aloy. Achino Kovit Israel. Anatunu Mitzar Roshivya Om De Bain Vayam Vain Vayabasha. Amakomi Rahim Aleyam Yotzi Mitzar Ravacha Mfeela or Roshiba the Gula. Hashtag goes Makarib and Omar Amen. Mishaber Chavotinu. Avram Tzvi Yaakov, who yivarech et chayilei tzava haganah liYisrael, v'anshei kochot habitachon, ha'omdim v'mishmar etzeinu v'arei Eloheinu, v'gvul avanyon v'ad v'mitzrayim, v'niyam agadol alavo rabah b'chol makom shehem, v'yabasha, v'avir u'v'yam. Yitein Adonai etzavinu, ha'kamim aleinu negafim v'fayim, ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmar v'yatil et chayileinim l'kol tzara v'tzuka, v'kol nega v'machla, v'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yedeyim, yad v'rsoninu tachneim v'yatra b'keter shua, v'teret etzachon. Behemet mekehem lam katzuv ki Adonai Eloheichem, ha'olechim lachem leilachem lachem imavechem, v'shiyatchem v'nomar amen. V'shever chamotinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yitzoret nedrei tzva hagana liYisrael u'shvaya, v'et kol achinu natzvim v'tzara u'v'shvaya, v'avor shekol akal ha'kadosh hazeh mitmala b'avoram, ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachem imaleihem, v'yotzim mechushev v'tzamavet, v'mosreitehem yinatek u'mitzukotehem yoshiyim. Yosheva meher lechik mishkotem, yodu ladonai chastov and nefalatav lene adam. Lekoyem vehem mikra katuv, uftiye adonai yushavon, uvol tiyon brina, simchat olam awasham, sason v'simcha yasigo, v'nasa yagon v'anacha, v'nomar amin. And finally, the mishaberach v'cholim, mishaberach avotenu, avarintz v'yakob mosh v'aram dover shlomo, v'yivarach v'rapeh et acholim v'yet acholot. Hagadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachanom Ha'Potam Achzikam Yachyotam, Mishlach Lo Mehera Refuah Shleima Neshamayim, Rachav Rivim Tzagadim B'Tok Shal Kol Yisrael, Fut Nefesh Fut Aguv Hashlav V'Galuz Makariv,
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Evan, and a mazel tov, your daughter, your wife, the entire family, an incredible simcha, an inspiration, and a model for all of us. May we all be those to follow in her footsteps. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at the time to share a moment of tefillah and prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Shechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope. All of Am Yisrael.